Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
News of the day, the NBA's suspension of Ja Morant. 25 games. This national panel will discuss. And the week Shohei Ohtani just had, and where it has the Angels right now, and what it means come trade deadline. Let's go around the horn. In the NBA's release today, they called Ja Morant's public display of fire alarms on Instagram Live reckless conduct. And 25 games is the suspension. Morant issued an apologetic statement today, vowing to spend his time away working on mental health and decision-making. The Players Association also released a statement today calling the suspension excessive and inappropriate, not fair and consistent with past discipline in the league. So, Ramon or Shelvin, great to have you on today. What are you hearing and how does this suspension land?
You know, I think this is about right. I mean, this, what are you trying to accomplish with the number of games in this suspension? The last time he was suspended was 8 games. Then he looked Adam Silver in the eye, had a meeting with him and said, okay, I understand, I'm not going to do this again. 2 months later, he's on social media flashing a gun in a reckless way. Now, it's important to remember, he hasn't broken any laws here. And so I think Adam Silver had that in the back of his mind, which is to say, you know, we are punishing you for conduct detrimental to the league, but you looked me in the eye and you said you weren't going to do this anymore, and then you did it. So this is more than the original suspension, but not so much that it ruins the Grizzlies season. What it does do, though, is take Ja Morant out of consideration for an All-NBA team again, which he already didn't make this year and cost him about $40
million. Right. There's a financial element that is attached to that. But to follow up here, Ramona, when Commissioner Silver came in the first week of the NBA Finals, didn't want to overshadow the NBA Finals, but made his statement, which many of you thought overshadowed the NBA Finals. It seemed to suggest the Players Association was on board with where the NBA was heading here. Their statement today does not in any way suggest that. So your thoughts on the NBA's Players Association today?
Yeah, you know, I know that they have been talking to the Players Association throughout this process. And when Adam Silver made his comments before game one of the NBA Finals, he had done so after just completing interviews with Ja Morant and other folks in his circle and to understand the circumstances of this situation. And so one thing I think has been pretty consistent is Ja Morant has gone on Instagram and has gone on social media and taken full accountability for his actions, both right when the video surfaced and then again after the suspensions have come out. And so when he takes responsibility for that, it's harder than to walk it back and say, this is too much.
Israel Gutierrez, your view on today's suspension and what it means going forward between player association and league.
Yeah, I think it's a fair suspension. I think regardless of the act, when you do something back to back the way he did with very little time in between, in clear defiance of your commissioner and your boss and your sport, then I think you should deserve something that seems maybe a bit more than what would usually happen there. And I think where the Players Association possibly is questioning the suspension, maybe it's not the time, but maybe it's the sort of vague things that he also has to accomplish by the time those 25 games are over. So you just look at Ja Morant and you say to yourself, okay, is this something where you are actually addressing mental health issues? Are you addressing something that is a problem? Or is it just sort of knuckleheaded behavior that you just can't seem to get over? And if that's the case, then yes, 25 games seems like a lot of time for you to think about these things. And if you are the commissioner of the league, especially with this particular incident and this particular subject, I think it's okay to set precedents. I think when you're talking about gun issues in this country as it pertains to outside of sports, yes, it's way more serious than somebody who doesn't break the law in this case. But if you're setting a precedent with this issue, I think it's perfectly fair as a sports league. This is not a, you know, court of law.
Harold Ellis Jr., bring you in here on the 25-game suspension, but also I want to drill down on whether you think the NBA Players Association is going to fight that.
I think they could try. I don't know that there's going to be much that they can do. Look, I think that there's two key pieces with this. A lot of people understandably say, hey, he did nothing that was illegal, and that's one piece of this. The other piece of this, though, to me, which is the bigger piece, is that this is the second time that this has happened. And so to me, I don't look at this so much as, hey, we have to punish him, this is a punishment, more that this is the NBA and Adam Silver trying to protect Ja Morant from himself. The person in the second video with him was investigated in an incident by the NBA and was banned from the Grizzlies arena this year. So like, this is much less to me about the fact that you are doing X, Y, and Z type of things. And this is the second time you've had to answer for this. You didn't answer the first time. It happened quickly after that first time. And so, yes, he's saying the right things. You want to see better decision-making, better actions. And I think that people want to see him succeed. I don't think this is a case where people are out to get Ja Morant, but something needs to change because this is concerning behavior. That's not even just with the videos, but what's happening around him and what the NBA has had to investigate.
And now to Tim Kalishaw.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fair in the sense that they're trying to punish Ja, and they're not trying to overly punish the Memphis Grizzlies. It's not really a team issue. It's strictly an individual issue. 25 games is a lot, but we've seen this team play well without him. And when he, you know, assuming he can come back, he meets the other criteria around game 26. It shouldn't have destroyed their season. They should still be able to compete. But it sends a huge message to Ja. And again, I think it's mainly because you've already been remorseful once. You've already left and sought counseling for mental health and other reasons once. And you sounded contrite, and then you went back and did the same thing. So you were BSing us once. We're going to make sure you don't get a third opportunity to do it by giving you a harsher penalty this time.
After the horn, Israel Gutierrez, is there something you want to add?
Yeah, I mean, again, so in terms of the length of the suspension, it's okay for him to get ahead of something, meaning Adam Silver, for him to get ahead of this, because so far all he has done is brandish a gun. If it was something more serious, if a gun goes off and something is involved where he has, you know, an issue with a gun going off, then it becomes more serious. So for him to get ahead of this and say, hey, this is a precedent-setting suspension, I think is perfect.
But this was never on an NBA facility, at least the last two incidents we're talking about, where they had a full investigation and were able to prove. Whereas Gilbert Arenas and the previous long suspension, 50 games, was at an NBA facility. Yeah. And there was some thought 50 could happen here, but clearly there was a line made where that was not an NBA facility, and this is where the NBA is today. News of the day, Ja Morant, 25-game suspension. Thanks for your thoughts on that. We'll move on now to baseball and Shohei Ohtani's series versus Texas. Four home runs, three of them over 440 feet. The one he hit Oppo Shoppo last night with 109 mile per hour exit velocity. You never see somebody go opposite field like that. Oof. And he also got the win on the mound last night. So, Ramona Shumer, back to you. This is your account still, Los Angeles. The feeling was, with free agency ahead and the way this team has never made the playoffs with him, maybe he would be gone. Maybe the team would trade him at the deadline. But here are the wild card standings today. Angels one game back. So the debate, Ohtani will carry the Angels into the playoffs this year around the horn to Shelburne.
I mean, listen, when we talk about Shohei Ohtani in L.A. and on L.A. radio, this has been the topic of discussion for the past year. Should they trade him before the trade deadline? And I think the general sense is they should have traded him last year. If you're not going to get much for him this year at this point with approaching free agency and this idea that the Dodgers will not be outbid for Shohei Ohtani, and then there's going to be four other teams lining up behind the Dodgers if they want to go pursue him in free agency. And so maybe the Angels' best chance is to just ride it out, see if you can make the playoffs, and maybe that convinces him to stay. But he's going to get the largest contract in baseball history when he becomes a free agent, and the Angels have probably already waited too long to trade him to get enough in return. So ride it out.
Tim Kalishaw, on what you saw from Ohtani this series versus your Texas baseball ball club.
Well, yeah, he put the Angels back in the race. They're a game out in the wild card. They're only 4.5 behind Texas. Houston's right there at 3.5. So it could be a great three-team race. I want to mention two things. One, the Rangers don't play in a home run bandbox anymore like they did for 25 years. The ball does not carry in their new stadium with the closed roof, especially like it did across the street. So hitting four homers in four games is still something. The other thing is he's always compared to Babe Ruth. And I just want to say one thing. Babe Ruth, as a Red Sox pitcher, only had one season, his last one, where he was a 29 home run guy. He never hit more than 11 before that. And that year, wow, he didn't pitch nearly as much. He made 15 starts. He was a 40-start guy before that.
Look
he
at
was
this Kalashaw.
He never
so
did.
So Babe Ruth a bum?
He
is that what you're saying? Babe Ruth was a bum,
he
quote
never
unquote.
Did
Tim Kalashaw around the horn.
Never.
No,
never. You're not wrong about what he's doing. Hyrie Lyles Jr., I'll bring you in here. What you saw from Ohtani this week. And then if you could just be in an Angels fan space. You got to hold on to this guy for the year, or you think they're going to trade him?
Yeah, I mean, look, what is happening right now? Every time it feels like we talk about Ohtani, it's like, hey, he did something that hasn't been done in 100 years, and they're still 23 games behind in the division race and in the wild card, right? And in this instance, he has a 12-game hitting streak. They are 9-3. They just took 3 of 4 from the Texas Rangers. The fact that his OPS is 1683 right now, and my favorite stat, my absolute favorite stat from this is he hit last night his 11th home run of the season that would have been out of the ballpark in all 30 major league ballparks. Do you know how good you have to be for your currency to be good no matter where you go? Like, this is a bad.
Well, can they make the playoffs is the question. Can this team, this roster, as Prince, can he carry them to the playoffs? You believe it this year.
I'm not going to doubt him. Yes, we have not seen anything like him, including Babe Ruth, who Tim Kalashaw, did you cover him? Is that how you knew those stats?
Young man. Tim Kalashaw. Okay. Israel Gutierrez, I'll turn to you.
Yeah, with Shohei, I think of the phrase too good to fail. And when you're on the Anaheim Angels, it's a real test of that because he's got, you know, his fingerprints on so much of the team. And you're wondering, okay, can this player finally, you know, bring this team to a playoff situation? And, you know, Harry's bringing up numbers, and numbers that sort of stand out to me is obviously leading the league in home runs, but also in batting average against and third in strikeouts. It's just you literally have your hands on every part of the game. And so, yeah, if you're a fan of this team, you have to let this ride out. This is the payoff. This is the time where you say, okay, let's keep this up for 3 months and roll into the playoffs instead of just eking our way in. This is exactly what you want to see.
During this win streak, one thing that should be noted, Mike Trout may be in the coldest streak of his career right now over the last month in the plus, and they're still winning games because of Ohtani. All right. No one's called the MVP race over yet. I thought somebody would call the MVP race over.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're getting your tip. The wonderful thing about Ohtani is he's the only one. But when you're the only one, you give the world something to aim for. So as we look forward to the College World Series this week, meet Jack Caglione, Jack Tani, Jeff Passan's piece today on ESPN.com, highlighting what you'll see in Omaha. Florida Gator, who hits 450-foot home runs and throws 99. Could be the number one pick in 2024. Make a pick real quick. College World Series. Who you got?
Gators,
Stanford. Of course.
I heard Gators. I heard
Stanford.
Wake Forest. I hear Stanford, of course.
Stanford.
Stanford's finest.
Around the horn is presented by Corona. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hours.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
Let's talk soccer. The night for the U.S. men's national team. Win over Mexico in the Nations League semifinal. Game was in Las Vegas. 3-0 was the final. Pulisic shining.
Butler and Balogun's debut. Some moments, some misses for him. Lots of red cards. Game ended early after anti-gay chants were heard, as is the FIFA rule now. But also news of the night from the team, Greg Berhalter back as head coach. He initially wasn't retained. Then there was an investigation into claims of domestic abuse 30 years back with his now wife. And now he is back with the team. So, Harry, what's the biggest part of all this?
Well, staying on the field, I think it's the outcome of this match. The 3-0 is the biggest scoreline difference in official competition between U.S. and Mexico. And to me, the reason that that is a big deal is because when you came out of the World Cup, the big headline was, hey, you came in and qualified with the youngest team in the World Cup. You got out of group play. You made it past the round of 16. And two. So to me, it was, how do you improve off of that? And they showed that last night, if nothing else.
Israel Gutierrez?
Yeah, to me, you look at the rivalry with Mexico, and they are now six-match unbeaten streak and only given up one goal in the last five, I believe. So you're talking about a team that feels really comfortable playing against Mexico, and when you can come out on top of that and then just sort of look at the crowd and say, hey, those chants, they're not right. So you can actually talk and speak to that while still feeling good about the win. I think the U.S. comes out looking really good.
Ramona Shelburne?
I mean, they just rehired Greg Berhalter in the middle of the game.
Yeah, that,
it was like
the timing
it was like,
and
as
how it played
playing,
out. Talk to me about that, Ramona.
Yeah, Calvert. especially with how awkward that was with Gio Reyna and then the investigation. But Christian Pulisic just came out and said to ESPN a little while ago, I think it was pretty evident that the strides we made in the past couple of years were because of Greg Berhalter. But there's numerous players have said that a lot of the culture we've created, the reason why we're getting better is because of the team and the foundation he built. And it's not surprising that they brought him back, except for everything that happened. And now he still has to coach Gio Reyna. So that's going to be a little awkward. I know in professional sports, we often think that nobody can get past awkwardness. But I generally find that if a player is good enough and a coach is professional enough, it'll be fine.
Okay. And Tim Kalishaw.
Yeah, I mean, I think Berhalter coming back was the news of last night. And it makes sense because he wasn't pushed aside really for soccer reasons ever. It was the strange situation with Reyna and his family that Ramona talked about. The other part is the anti-gay chant that Mexico can't seem to get its fans to stop doing. They've been fined a lot already, and there's a possibility they're going to lose World Cup games as a result. Ooh. They've got to get a fix on that.
So now that I got you guys track in the CONCACAF Nations League, Sunday, USA, Canada. The Canadian team has been fierce for the last year. You know, they didn't get the results in the World Cup they wanted, but who you got Sunday, Israel, USA, or Canada?
I'll take the USA.
Harry Lyles Jr.?
USA.
Jingo Kalishaw?
I'll take USA, but watch out for those players suspended.
Shelburne.
Going USA.
I thought you all might. All right. Got to get
Come
you on the record,
we're all
though.
Patriots.
Golden State naming Mike Dunleavy Jr. and promoting him to general manager. The offseason ahead for Golden State. There's the Draymond Green player option, and there's luxury tax issues, and there's the question, do they have any moves that they can make? Israel Gutierrez, buyer's holding position Golden State is in this offseason with now Dunleavy as GM.
Oh, I'm selling their position for sure. That is a terrible roster to have to sort of find discounts. It's find a difficult way to get through Jordan Poole's contract and move him to another team. And you're talking about Draymond Green and Klay Thompson. Perhaps they can be moved to another team. I know Mike Dunleavy Jr. wants an opportunity as a GM, but this is a really tough one with a championship-level roster.
Ramona Shelburne.
Look, Bob Myers' greatest skill was his dealings with difficult situations, right? With players who make a lot of money, who Draymond Green gets in a fight with Jordan Poole, and he's the guy who makes it better. Mike Dunleavy was his client. He is his hand-chosen successor. And I think the other news here is that Kirk Lacob, who is the son of owner Joe Lacob, has been doing a lot of work in that front office for a number of years, but they decided not to set him up for that situation by giving him the keys to the castle. And so you pair him with Mike Dunleavy. It's a difficult situation, but I think Draymond Green declines the player option. He's a free agent. I think he stays. The rest of it, I have no idea how that works out because things are going to get very expensive and complicated for the
Tim
Warriors
Kalishaw.
Going forward.
I'm selling the Warriors situation, and I'm selling all of us who said a year ago the Warriors were in great shape to keep winning championships after they won that one because we thought, oh, the big three's back and they got all this great young talent. The great young talent hasn't amounted to much, and now they're stuck with some horrible contracts.
And Harry Lyles Jr.
I am selling the Warriors situation, but I am buying their choice in successor. You know, for all the times that you watch the Warriors on television, they show crowd shots of Bob Myers. It seemed progressively you kept seeing Mike Dunleavy pop up in there because they were, to Ramona's point, grooming him for this particular job. So now that's a whole deal that I personally would not want. And kudos to Bob Myers for taking your chips and getting out of that casino.
Ramona, you want a last word after home?
Oh, yeah. By the way, Steve Kerr only has 1 year left on his deal. Have fun with that.
Mm-hmm. Calico is for Gutierrez. Thanks for your time today. But it's a Ramona Shelburne, Harry Lyles Jr. showdown next.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Horn is presented by Corona. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Ramona, Harry, good luck in showdown. NBA news not Ja Morant related. And it's big. Michael Jordan selling the Charlotte Hornets. His 13 years as owner coming into an end. 13 years, 2 playoff appearances. We've had discussions all offseason on failure, whether it exists or not. You remember Giannis' view of it. Ramona, what is the word we're talking about with Michael Jordan, the owner?
Can crying Jordan be a meme? Because that's how I'm feeling about this. The NBA had one African-American owner as the majority owner in the league, and that was Michael Jordan. He's gone. I'm sad about it.
Harry?
Yeah, I think it's unfortunate, but I also think it's okay. I mean, we're talking about the greatest basketball player of all time. These guys are super talented, but they're not great at everything that they do, and this is an example of that.
His time as owner was okay? That's your answer, Harry?
No,
it's pretty far from okay. 2 appearances in the playoffs in 13 years. We'll move on. Kansas City's Super Bowl ring. Take a look. 613 diamonds. It's got a removable top. It's got rubies everywhere. Harry, grade them.
A. The only reason it's not an A+ is I don't need the top to remove and become a pendant. I think the Chiefs got a little bit too much dip on their chip here. Like, the ring is fine in itself. Just, if you want to wear it, put a chain through it and wear it like that.
Ramona?
Then. It's too much.
Well, the thing is, nobody ever wears these things. They're so huge, except for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who kept wearing his Lakers championship ring to the Nuggets locker room at every home playoff game.
And it worked for KCP, right? Motivated his team to victory. Yeah. Here's your victory, Ramona Shelburne.
You know, for days I have been haunted by the story of Tori Bowie, who died in childbirth because she had suffered a serious condition called preeclampsia. I didn't know about this condition until Allyson Felix, the Olympic sprinter, experienced that when she was pregnant. And Tori Bowie, Allyson Felix were teammates on the 2016 relay team that won a gold medal. 3 of those 4 runners have suffered serious complications in pregnancy. Tori Bowie was not found for a week. I can't get past the idea that we can't do more to raise awareness of this condition and our Black maternal health crisis in this country.
Very well said, Ramona. Thank you very much for your time. Terribly sad story. May it not be in vain. We're on a break. We'll see you Monday around the horn.